Boy, things have gotten really weird.
Yeah, it almost seems like every day you don't know what to expect. So we are going to try and help get you through it.
I'm Charles Feldman.
And I'm Mike Simpson, and we're the hosts of the new podcast, Coronavirus Daily. We bring in some of the top experts all around the world to ask the questions that you have.
Because we are all in this together, and you know what? We are all going to survive this together.
Again, Coronavirus Daily on the radio.com app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Napa Know-How.
Father's Day knickknacks, that funny mug, ironic tie, or worse, IOU coupon books. It's time to get yourself something you want, Dad, like a Craftsman half-inch corded impact wrench for $99.99. It's the perfect gift to give to yourself. And while you're here, don't forget to shop all our great deals on Craftsman tools. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer ends 6/30/20.
We saved serious cash with our Progressive Home and Auto Bundle and used the money to buy a new boat.
Who's ready to water ski?
This is not a real testimonial. Sure, customers can save big money with Progressive, but not enough for a new boat. They'll probably spend it on rent or gas money or maybe one of those little plastic wading pools for the yard.
Ahoy there!
Is what the captain might say on the toy boat in your wading pool.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The world's best dads deserve the best Father's Day gifts, and Ace is the best place to find them. We have a great collection of brands dads trust, like outdoor power equipment from Steel and Ego, power tools from Milwaukee, grills from Big Green Egg, Traeger and Weber, and coolers from Yeti. Find them at your neighborhood Ace or order online for curbside pickup or delivery, and make this Father's Day one dad will always remember with gifts he'll love from Ace. At participating stores, see store for details.
Only Wendy's 2 for 5 has all the chicken you crave. Choose from the crispy homestyle chicken sandwich, delicious spicy chicken sandwich, classic crispy 10-piece nuggets, or the legendary spicy 10-piece nuggets. But let's be real. You're gonna get 20 spicy nugs for $5. I mean, that's what I would do. Enjoy a real deal with the Wendy's 2 for 5. We got you.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary at U.S. Wendy's. A la carte only. Excludes made to crave.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Passion, energy, and swagger, baby. That's what we're defined as in our room. Passion. We have a passion for the game. Okay. We have a ton of energy. We're the same people every day. And then we walk around with a little bit of swagger to ourselves in terms of we know, okay, that we're the best quarterback room in the National Football League.
What?
Mullion Hall, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. And I know we've had a couple texters who found that amusing, and Kevin got connected to them, and everyone's having a laugh at the idea that John DeFilippo doesn't have much credibility if he thinks they have the best quarterback room. He's not talking about the players in the room. He's talking about the attitude about the room.
Yeah,
you got to believe you're the best.
Yeah, I don't know anybody thinks that, really. That
He's talking about belief, David.
You want your coach to talk that way. Assistant coaches specifically to instill a sense of confidence. And I don't know what the alternative would be. You know, I think you guys should approach every day like you're the mediocre quarterbacks that you are, and you have one of the worst quarterback rooms in the league because of our statistics that prove that point. No. You want to get a guy who has been around the league and understands what it takes to play the position. And I said at the beginning of the show, and I think it's true, when you hear him talk and when you watch the way that he projects and handles himself, you understand why teams keep hiring John DeFilippo. What I don't understand, and I think there's probably, you know, different answer for every stop, but I don't understand why he keeps getting fired. Or why he keeps leaving organizations. And I understand that at some point he was always moving up the ladder. But this is a really good football coach, and he's a really smart guy. And I can remember Mully when he was a graduate assistant at Notre Dame, and you just had a sense that he was one of these guys that was going to be a football lifer, and you knew why, and you knew what he brought to the table. So I think the quarterback position with the Bears from a coaching perspective is now it's in very good hands. They have a lot of resources. It's just going to be, are there too many voices in the room? Are there too many voices in the head of a Mitch Trubisky if he's the guy? I think Nick Foles is probably more equipped to handle all of those voices, but these are some pretty smart guys that the Bears have coaching the quarterback position.
Yeah, I'm not suggesting that they don't have smart guys coaching the quarterbacks. I think they have a lot of guys coaching the quarterbacks, and I think that it's fairly obvious that the message to the quarterback, I don't know that it's really settled in from Matt Nagy. I don't know that it's settled in from – I think they needed to change the voices and to bring in other people. But listening to those voices and listening to how they talked about Mitchell Trubisky, I don't know how much of a difference it's going to make, to be honest with you, David. I think it's good to have people – it's good to have new eyes on it, and it's good to have different ideas, but at some point it comes down to the player. Now, you got to try to build him up, and you got to try to make him more confident maybe than he has been, and you got to talk to him about what he knows he can do well and what his limitations are. But there was it, I don't know which one of them it was yesterday who said that, you know, I basically can't help you from the waist up. In other words, you can help somebody's feet, you can help them, understand positioning, but you've got to do the work when it comes to your arm and when it comes to your mind, and you got to be able to figure out what you're looking at, and you can help people with that, but when they get under fire, that's down to them, and there is a certain amount of God-given ability that you have to have, and some guys absolutely have it, and some guys don't, and some guys might do a decent job of developing it, but some guys never will.
And that's the big tease with guys like Mitch Trubisky. And I think that is why you hire a quarterback technician, a guy who's known for being able to, you know, improve the mechanics. And those are the things that we can't evaluate right now. So we are left to, you know, parse the words and look at the tone and all those things that are falling under the category of intangibles. And I really don't believe that intangibles have ever been one of Mitch's shortcomings. I think there have been two things specifically. Number one is the inability to process quickly at the line of scrimmage and maybe, you know what he's looking at and making decisions quickly based on the scheme, based on what the coach wants. Number two, there have been mechanics that have been contributed, at least in part, to inaccuracy. And I don't know if you can coach accuracy, and we have this ongoing sort of discussion or debate of whether or not you can improve it. But I do believe you can improve your mechanics. And if John DeFilippo wants to work and focus on Mitch Trubisky from the waist down, that's footwork. That could really change the direction of a quarterback's consistency. And let's face it, Mitch Trubisky is at that point in his career. It's a crossroads. So he better be open to that kind of coaching and that willingness to kind of restart everything when you're talking and relearn how to play quarterback in the NFL, because it's now or never.
And I think it was interesting talking to Grody about that idea that he's always practiced well and that the teammates love him and all that stuff. You know, I have always been of the opinion from covering the league for so many years that the players know who should be starting. The players know. It is really very rare that you can get to a player, have a good relationship with a guy, and have his honest-to-God opinion, and he tells you, you know, throws his hands up, I don't know who's better. Oh, these guys are so close, it's hard to beat. Everybody knows. People who play the game know. And the worst thing that can happen is if you're not playing the guy that gives you the best chance to win. And it is, you know, I don't think they've done that here before because I don't think they've had the option. But I think that what's interesting to me is maybe the players don't know Nick Foles, but I forget who asked the question, but someone asked a question and said, hey, I've never heard anyone say a negative word about Nick Foles. I haven't either. I haven't heard anybody, any coach, any scout. There, you know, you can hear critiques of, well, he needs to work on that, he needs to do that, But of in terms of that guy's personality, and I'm not saying people are bad-mouthing Mitch. I'm just saying I have never heard anybody not think he was a great teammate, not really appreciate him as a dude. And that's going to come into play once he gets here and once he gets around his teammates.
No doubt about it. And that's the other challenge for Mitch. You know, there's going to be a point where these guys that he has built up this camaraderie and has previous relationships with, the guys he's working out with every day this summer, we saw David Montgomery do the, you know, the Zoom conference from his car when he's, you know, going to work out with the group of Bears. See, that allegiance to Mitch Trubisky from teammates that know and trust him as a leader will be tested by if Nick Foles turns out to be the better player. Because you're right, the code in any locker room is that guys know and teammates will understand who deserves to be the starter or who deserves to play. And if that person isn't the one who's playing, then the coaching staff has a credibility problem that they have to worry about suddenly. So typically, the best talent prevails. And you don't hear anything bad about Nick Foles except for he hasn't been able to stay healthy long enough to be a guy that starts more than, I think, 9 consecutive games in a row as a starter. So that'll be the back and forth, and you wonder how long the preseason will be to get a chance to look at those things. But I still think that as good of an offseason as Mitch Trubisky appears to have had, my instincts probably, and I would still bet on Nick Foles being the starter for the Bears, the primary portion of 2020, if not week one. I really think it will be week one, but Mitch does have some advantages right now that you know, maybe Foles can't overcome, but I think that he will.
Yeah, I think
we know, okay, that we're the best quarterback room in the National Football League.
It's about belief. It's not about fact. It's not about saying we are, I'm the best quarterback in the league. But you do have to believe that you're worthy of this job. And you do have to believe that you are one of the best when you get under center and you try to lead a football team. All right, I want to shift a little, David, because we've got to get to some baseball talk before we get out of here. We know that they are on the verge, that the owners felt they had a deal, that Rob Manfred flew to Arizona and sat down with Tony Clark and they hashed things out and they gave a little bit and they took a little bit, and basically they gave the most important thing, which is the full prorated pay, and then membership wasn't as on board with a 60 game season as maybe Tony Clark was. And again, there is a right to call a 50-game season, a 48 to 50-game season that the commissioner has based on the March agreement, but they're afraid to do that without the players being on board because they're afraid of this idea of a billion-dollar grievance being filed. And part of the understanding is if they go to a 60-game season, then they won't file that grievance. So it seemed like there was an agreement, at least that's what the owners believed, and the players saw it as a proposal, and they want to get to a 64-plus game season, a minimum of 64 games. So you're still talking about more money in proration than the owners want to pay. They obviously don't want to deal with the billion-dollar fallout. So we'll see if this is resolved today and if one side has to give up a little something to get it done. But they're in the same ballpark, finally. They're really very close to getting this resolved.
And they better, because when Tony Clark and Rob Manfred parted company yesterday, it seems as if Tony Clark left the impression that he could convince his players this was a deal and the framework of one that he could get approved. And Rob Manfred felt so confident, he issued a statement, and that is the commissioner of baseball feeling confident enough that it's going to be approved and confident enough that they had made the concessions that they were asked to make. The owners gave a little bit here. The players won this one negotiation. Yep. They just want a little more, which seems kind of tone deaf. Okay, you got what you wanted. You asked the question. Tell us when and where. July 19th in your home ballpark. Show up. Get ready. Spring training is right around the corner, so now what? Now you're going to delay this another couple days? That's not a good look for anybody. So I hope that today cooler heads prevail, they get together, and they make it official tomorrow, and we can start talking about spring training.
Yeah, Rob Manfred can declare that the quarterback room is the best in the nation because his credibility already in question. You don't want the Players Association to follow that same tact. So we'll see if anything gets resolved today. Please God, it does. Want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Certainly appreciate that, and our thanks to our guy Dustin Rhodes, our executive producer.
The whole thing has me completely discombobulated here.
Our thanks to Kevbo.
Mad respect.
I too am discombobulated. And Ray, God bless you, Ray. You do it
thanks,
all.
Ray.
Bless you, buddy.
Magnifico.
David, have yourself an excellent day.
Have a good day, Mully.
It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
If it is to be said, so it be. So it is.
Attention, Illinois. Bet Rivers Sportsbook, the first online sportsbook in Illinois, will be live today at 10 a.m. Sign up at BetRivers.com. Presented by Rivers Casino, Bet Rivers will match your first deposit up to $250. And you can make your future bets on pro football, basketball, and hockey. It's all online, all at BetRivers.com. Sign up online at BetRivers.com.
Not valid for any participant of the Illinois Gaming Board statewide voluntary self-exclusion program. Must be 21 years of age or older. If you or someone you know is having a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Hey, it's David Haw here, and I am joined by Michael Schultz, who is the CEO of True Relief, the natural pain relief lotion. It has organic ingredients. It's a great product. Michael created the product for his wife, who has suffered a stroke. She was the first customer, and it has to work every time because of that, because it has to be legitimate and safe. And let me tell you, it is a very, very good product. Tried some myself this week. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Great. It's good to be on your show. I love listening to it.
Well, thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us. So tell us a little bit about this product. So your wife suffered a stroke, and you thought that a topical CBD lotion could be the pain solution. Why did you think that?
Well, I've got a background in various things from in medicine, and one of the things I realized is that the current treatment for a stroke victim was you over-medicate them and you put them into a zombie state, but it didn't address to why the pain signals were there. I researched and found that CBD, topically applied, goes to those pain cells and tells them stop sending the pain signal. And once that pain signal stops, the muscles relax. And once the muscles relax, the pain decreases as well. And that's what led me to the development of True Relief.
So you have these traditional painkillers. So if I have aches and pains, you know, you take whatever you take. And but then this is something that's new. And so when it was sent and I tried it, you have this CBD lotion, you rub it on, and it works wonders. And it does have an immediate effect. And so when you were trying this out, you were trying to avoid the traditional painkillers that are often used by stroke sufferers. Why?
Well, because they all have negative side effects. If you take opiates, you have a problem. You have dependency on opiates. If you use some of the other cyclical analgesics, they also have the problem where they have side effects. By developing True Relief as a topical only, it's something that never gets into the bloodstream. So it doesn't have any buildup. It doesn't have any side effects. It does only one thing. It takes away the pain.
What kind of response does she have now to True Relief, and how does that mitigate her pain?
How it works now is at night, I put on the True Relief on her left paralyzed side. She takes a couple of ibuprofen, and she goes to sleep. She's off of every other medication that they had prescribed for her.
the best part is that as her husband, now you're able to create this product and ultimately take care of your most important customer. How fulfilling and rewarding has that been?
Well, it's been extremely rewarding because with True Leaf, it's a product that doesn't work most of the time with some of the people. It's something that works all the time, and it helps her every day. And that's what it was all about. So